Hi guys, welcome to our first episode in our podcast na wala pang
hello,
pangalan.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gents. How?
Hi Lee, hi PJ, I'm JM.
Welcome to our podcast.
Now just a podcast, soon to be a legend.
Anyway, since this is our pilot episode, we don't have a name yet, no, for our podcast. So, do you guys have any suggestions?
Well, Lee, take it away.
Maybe we could also ask the listeners out there for suggestions.
Correct.
Yeah, pero, diba, this whole podcast is going to be about, well, primarily, it's going to be a lot of sports talk, diba? I mean, primarily.
Yep. And
our common passion for sports.
Yes. Plus the fact that, I mean, we're in a really different predicament right now, diba? It's more out of circumstance as well, diba? Everybody's in quarantine, not just here in the Philippines, but basically the whole world.
Yeah, right. This is our
okay, so,
reviving, making sure sports is alive despite the situation.
Let's all come up with at least one suggestion each. And then maybe
there were
2 or 3 listeners for our pilot episode, they could chime in and vote.
Maybe we can decide now if somebody can think of something really catchy and we can all vote now. Then as we end this and edit
pwede
everything,
namang,
we can already
it could be a working title.
Sige, take it away.
Oh, my suggestion would be 2020 hindsight. Because I mean it reflects we have a lot of opinions on sports and we're most of the time in our couches anyway, ba? So
okay. So at least moving on 5-10 years down the road, we all know how to sport, ba?
Oh, pwede naman mag-evolve yan.
Since another suggestion could
okay,
be
other...
since sabi mo nga Lee, na we're gonna talk about primarily sports. So Lee is a golfer, JM is a head coach, I'm a sports agent. So maybe we could use, since we've at one point in our lives, I think we were somehow, you could say, legitimate when it comes to playing the sport that we love, which is basketball. So let's just we could use a weekend warrior.
Para
akala ko susunod mo the legitimate. The legitimate weekend warrior
is for them.
Pwede. Para may touch of machismo involved.
Yan.
May disclaimer na hindi kami elite, pero
yan.
Athletes kami.
We're not elite players, but our opinions are.
and we are legitimate.
Yan.
I'll go, Jem.
Oh, ano ba maganda? What would be a good thing to discuss, no? At least in the world of sports. Medyo kumonte, no? Because of the whole situation. No ongoing sports events, but
wala talaga. Actually, it's funny. I was looking at my app, my Yahoo Sports app, diba? So basically, it covers basically all the top sports in the world, diba? So it's funny when you look at it. Talagang lahat from basketball to F1 to football, postponed lahat. TTD lahat, postponed lahat. So it's unprecedented times talaga. I don't know, I mean, probably in this age of social media, that's the first time that happened. I don't know if it will happen again in our lifetime. But it's surreal, eh. Diba? Parang, I don't know, scary and yet, and it's kind of weird. Yeah, so in terms of having that outlet, sports outlet, whether to watch or participate in games, wala mm-hmm. talaga.
Zero. So ano na yung working title natin? Ano na yung isang suggestion? Para we could ano, round it up with three. Weekend Warriors.
Weekend Warriors. I don't have any yet. So, actually, yeah, yeah, go along.
Maybe, lang. No pressure.
Pwede namang pumasok yan. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, let's start off. So, yun nga. Wala kang, I mean, ang daming replays, di ba? Nakakatawa din naman, like last night, si FIBA, they had a premier, parang showing of the 1992 Olympic game, basketball game between US and Angola. The first ever game of the Dream Team. So, okay din eh, kasi while watching it, I mean, it seemed live eh. It seemed live kasi, nandun, makikita mo kung ilang viewers, then meron siya sa upper left na nakalagay premiere na parang live, ganyan. So, yun naman yung, I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't really watch those games nowadays eh, if everything was normal. So, in a way, it was nostalgic to take us back to 1992, 28 years ago. And to relive, because I think, you know, we were all old enough to experience the Dream Team. Eh. So, may mga ganon din naman. Pero, I mean, how have you guys been coping with the current situation?
Go ahead, Lee.
I've been keeping busy lang with household stuff. Been more active in the kitchen. And forcing myself to exercise. And anyway, aside from yung mga work-related stuff, whether it's video calls or emails, but pretty much it's really been just about going back to yourself, things going back to the basics. And it's been a welcome, actually, it's been a welcome.
Actually, with that statement, I don't know what to back to basics.
Oh, at least we have three.
Mine is the thing kasi with sports. I don't know. Kaya whenever I watch highlights or yung mga replay like what JM shared, but with sports kasi when you don't watch it live, it's so different. Alam mo yung kasi the thing that makes sports so exciting is that the unknown, diba? You don't really know what to expect. So parang for me, parang like for example, when I would see it on my feed, with my Facebook feed, when FIBA would premiere an old game, whether even yung mga Gilas, Croatia, they showed it also, I think, a couple of days ago. Parang I would only watch certain parts of the game, pero talagang it's different when when it's live. The reason why I'm saying that is because yun yung biggest, diba? Yun yung biggest impact for sports fans. Na like literally, as in, diba, when you back then, diba, we take it for granted. The first thing in the morning, there's so running results na lumalabas on your league pass, and then even for football and for golf. Diba? So now, for leagues, talagang the biggest news would be mga trades, mga free agency. And talagang they really need to. Before naman, it was just the NBA who did a great job in promoting the league during the off season. And ngayon, no choice. Even the NFL, diba? With Brady moving to Tampa Bay. It's been a huge topic. Plus, syempre, it's Tom Brady, diba? And at the same time, parang when you watch the news, you also wanna avoid sometimes when you already know the update with the COVID-19, you wanna veer away from that, and watch and or listen to something more refreshing than what's going on in today's world.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think all our inputs are legitimate, eh, diba? I mean, as sports fans, sports aficionados, I mean, there's really nothing we can do to put that feeling back, eh? Especially with what PJ said, na iba rin talaga yung live, eh? The unknown, the unpredictability, the excitement of watching something live, eh? It's not there. So, I mean, to go to the best, the next best thing is online. I mean, online games, right? At least there's still the competition. There's unpredictability, but you can only, I mean, it only goes that. I mean, there's a limit.
Plus, also, siguro, like yan, the by ESPN and NBA TV, they showed there was a 2K tournament featuring Kevin Durant. I don't know, maybe siguro if that was done, if the pandemic happened 10 years ago, siguro our interest level would be a lot different. But now siguro ako, I haven't really played 2K in over a year. So siguro yung, diba, baka hindi na tayo yung target market. Diba? Kasi,
diba? Medyo binder than that na tayo sa 2K eh.
And then ako, parang kinikwento ni Lina, diba? Top of, you know, work from home, the weekly alignments with office mates. The thing that you could do on really is, besides yung mga binge watching, is actually, health and wellness, pero ang hirap eh, because you end up, diba? You end up having what, 4 or 5 meals a day, tapos meron pa dalawang mga 3 or 4 times na magsasnack ka. So yeah, parang others have the luxury of having a trainer or somebody who would provide them, like in the NBA, may nutritionist that would provide them food. But for young, just us, like weekend warriors, it's really a challenge.
Yeah.
It's weekend warriors, no? Because we cannot predict, diba, when this will end.
Correct.
Everything is speculation, diba? But let's say at this point, no? What are the most for you, compelling sports stories, no? Whether international yan or local, whether it's in the Philippines. I'm actually curious how the PBA is gonna come out of this, no? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it would be good. Baka this might be the break that it needs. Na it gets a free pass na for people to actually miss them.
I believe you. Totoo yan. Diba? I believe you.
Yeah. That's the good thing with the PBA, unlike the NBA. Mm-hmm. They just basically started the season. Mm-hmm. So only two teams have played it. One, diba? I think it was Asad Miguel and Magnolia, I think. So they can actually resume once this is all over. They can actually just begin, resume with the All Filipino. So I mean, it's easier for them. Let's say this takes.
If you were the PBA or the Sheffield, because now, no, we're given this extended break, and diba, normally this extended, sinasabi nga, no, this is really a good opportunity to revisit your, you know, whatever, no, life, etc. Shouldn't the PBA be doing that? Parang if you're the PBA, would you just, if once the quarantine is lifted, are you just gonna resume as is, or will you take the time to really look at what's wrong with the league, diba? How can we?
Well, of course, siguro at the very least, I'm hopeful that they are already discussing this as we speak, diba? The
board of governors have that, right?
Yes.
planning thing in Europe.
Yeah. So I'm assuming they're still in constant communication with each other on how to resume once this is all over. So if you were to ask me, ako, resume the all Filipino, whatever that is, and have a shortened, I mean, maybe get rid of one conference. Ang problema lang kasi with the PBA, the players are salaried.
So, kailangan ma-justify
monthly. So, oo, kumbaga, they also want to maximize the exposure of their club, both clubs, the companies, di ba? So, if the season is, let's say, only 7 months or 8 months, there's still a third of the year wherein there's no mga marketing at all eh. That's the reason why they cannot really condense the season into maybe just two conferences eh. Kailangan sulitin eh. I understand where the team owners are coming from. Siyempre, sinisweldohan namin yan ng kalahating million, dapat medyo masulit yung advertising, marketing. So it's tough eh. I mean, this is a good respite for the PBA. I'm sure the fans will miss them kasi even locally the local channel has already stopped airing mga ano eh replays eh. So the fans will definitely miss them. Assuming everything is already okay, I see an increase in gate attendance once the league resumes. Pero
I agree with Lee. That during this downtime, they need to do something drastic. Because if you just resume, it's business. It's sayang. For me, you know, companies who've been struggling for for some time in PBA, this should be an opportunity for them to really refresh the brand. I hope the band, the team, and I'm sure they have their own Viber group. Now the guys are suggesting na parang.
So did you have any suggestions?
Because what I'm worried about is they're just gonna launch, resume,
as is,
and there's not gonna be any changes. But like I've said, tama, no, it's because people have missed live sports, they're going to get a spike in attendance and everything.
Initially.
But 10 months lang yon, di ba?
Yeah.
I mean, when you have games between, let's say, the two non-popular teams,
that's true.
Baka dun pa lang, wala na. No? Mm. So parang I'm hoping that they, actually, when quarantine is lifted, whether it's a totally new format, para talagang injected yung ano, ako nga yung sinasabi mo, Jeff, tama, di all Filipino ka. Ako, I would probably just have an extended all Filipino na kung normally double round lang yan, baka pwedeng habaan or something. But ako, for me, all Filipino lang yung masarap panoorin eh. For me, ah, sa toon lang ha, sa PBA.
Sige, let's...
Okay, so what changes do you suggest or do you want to happen as a fan of the league? I mean, all of us have been PBA fans ever since, eh, diba? So we grew up really watching the PBA, really anticipating coming home to watch PBA, which we don't see anymore in the youth. So what do you think are the necessary changes for the PBA to have its, I mean, to have its glory?
Ano maganda ka na dyan?
Do you have any suggestions? Ako
for me, ang starting point ko is among the three conferences kasi, the other two kasi are the same eh. Diba? More or less the same eh.
Reinforcement.
Oh, yeah, but,
with import. Yeah,
but the whole Filipino is really the one that you enjoy watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking, I don't know if it's a good idea to scrap na import system eh. Baka instead of having imports, I mean, the format, ang iniisip ko, the number one that they should really revisit is the format. And then maybe instead of imports coming in, baka more of ano eh, guest teams eh, as part of the tournament. Eh. I mean, not just one guest team, no, but I mean, pro teams also.
From ano, Asian countries.
Asian siguro. Or siguro, yeah, have one Australian country team come in, di ba? I mean, Filipino fans naman are pretty smart eh. I mean, they're pretty smart. I mean, they know that if it's an Australian guest team, we're not really expected to beat them, di ba? But what it does is, you're rooting for the whoever PBA team is playing the guest team, no? Kasi alam mo, underdog yan, eh, no? I mean, there's more fun in that eh, rather than, let's say, I mean, nothing against like Justin Brownlee, who's really good, di ba? Pero if you see na yun na yun, eh, if the conference, yung import-laden na conferences, is parang who has the good import, that's more for it, di ba?
That's true.
Yeah, actually, with that, okay din yun eh. So we can have the All-Filipino, maybe have it longer to do away with the extra conference. Because currently, with 12 teams, I think it's just single round, 11 games. Then I think ano ba, the bottom two are eliminated outright after 11 games. Then the top two seeds are usually automatic na sa semis. Then 3 and 8, 4 and 7, 5, 6. I think battle it out for the other two slots. So what I think could be a better format is have a double round robin for the that's 22 games.
And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be naman ano, 22 three games. Times a week you're playing dates eh. I mean, the reason why a UAAP is so fun to watch, no? Well, sa bagay, three times din pala yung UAAP. No? Pero ibig sabihin, di ba? It doesn't have to be that often. Until the energy comes back to the PBA brand.
Ako, yung mga naisip, so yun, have a double round robin format, so 22 games. Then, so that will take care of two conferences already in the current format. Then the other conference, look at the schedules coming from what Lee said earlier.
Leagues.
Look at the schedules pro leagues, pro leagues in Asia. So may Chinese ka, Chinese Basketball League, may Korea, Japan, I don't know, maybe mga Taipei meron din. So look at their schedule wherein you can freely invite a team to join the 12 team lineup of the PBA. Maybe invite 4. Siguro yung champions ang kunin mo. May 16 teams ka. Kahit single round robin lang, 15 games. Maganda rin. Ang kinakatakot lang siguro ng PBA dyan, paano kung yung final four?
Tapos dito sila
nag-aaral. This will be it, diba?
Parang yung UEFA eh. Or ano?
Parang Champions League eh. Diba?
Baka pwede rin maganda doon, yung invitational, no, after the All-Filipino, para medyo magpukpung ka ng All-Filipino, sabihin natin, ano, top 8 lang yung invited sa next conference. Kasama nung apat na
invited teams from Asia.
Best teams.
Para,
so yung 14
mayroon na,
parang ang calendar nila for the league, kunwari, would be mga 5.
Wait, we're speaking of this year lang. Ito yun, kasi magiging shortened. Eh, diba?
What about ano, mga off season, what they could do during off season? Kasi as we know, the weather, the strong teams and the PBA really are, you know, backed up by two major companies, right? So there are talks that there would be PBA free agency for the first time next year, 2021. I'm sure that's going to be a challenge. If you give the players access to, you know, to other teams, because, you know, I'm sure, diba, from a business standpoint, if you're a player, your primary focus would also be your, syempre, is having to lock in a very good contract. Never.
Wala ba tayong so, sa PBA na?
Your rights are with your mother team. So, the only way you could be moved to another team is one, if you're traded, or two, if you're released. So, wala ka. Wala. So, even if you're... when your contract expires, your mother team yun nga, has two options. They could release you for you to move to another team, or trade you. So most of the time, 99%, you would only be released if you're medyo tail end na ng career mo, tsaka medyo, diba, wala ka ng burn.
And, ano yan? Meron ba yan?
So yung walang PBA yun. So talagang ano talaga, it's pro ano, pro ball club. That's what the commission communicated 5 years ago. So I'm not sure kung ililift na yon or itutuloy. Salud pa yon at that time.
Si ano pa yon? Si Com Salud.
So interesting yan. Kaya itong during the last draft, they brought it up again. Na parang, oh, is the free agency going to happen for the first time next year? So the league office, they said, we'll see. That was what was communicated 5 years ago. So we'll see if it happens next year. So. Interesting time, man. If it happens, it will be a lot interesting. Pero syempre, also tricky, because if you know players that option, syempre there will.
Pero okay, no? It's pro player, yeah. No? It's pro athlete, no?
So we'll see. Pero yun nga, I'm thinking of other ways to spice up the league during that window, during that off-season. Besides just the playing calendar. Kasi for me, ako, I agree with what you guys mentioned, na making it two conferences, making the All-Filipino longer, and then the other reinforcement. I think they would be good to invite other teams, parang the champions from other leagues.
Ako, well, just go to make it more interesting. We can
well, kasi most international kasi imports din naman eh, di ba?
Since you guys asked earlier, the NBL, the CBA, the KBL, and the B League, those leagues in Asia, the top four leagues in Asia, they just have one calendar.
May import.
It's para, it's like the NBA. So
how long is the how many teams
the
do
NBL
they have?
Has more than 10, we only have the Australian teams, league. CBA has a lot, parang 30 yan eh, parang NBA.
Yung malaya. Yeah.
Ano yan eh, format eh. ABL, I think, has mga 15.
ABL.
The B League, parang 8. So, but sila, their calendar is just like the NBA. So, halos sabay-sabay sila. That's a good thing. That's why, I don't know if you guys have heard of the East Asia League.
No.
All of the other teams in Asia, they get to compete in that league because their calendars are the same. The only league that has a hard time joining that tournament is the PBA. Because we play all year round. Eh. So whenever there are teams who are invited in that league, more often than not, the teams that join are the weak teams. Kasi out na sila. Natanggal na sila sa elimination round. Eh. So, yan. So parang, to answer that question, yung league nila is parang mga 5 months. NBL is 5 months. The CBA is like that. So, perfect. Kaya, that's why NBA players, when they can't get a good contract in the NBA, they play in the CBA. By the time the league finishes, playoffs na sa NBA. And some of them, that's when they go back and try their luck if they can join another NBA team.
So, the problem really is for the team mm-hmm. owners and the PBA. It's really maximizing the contracts mm-hmm. of the players. That's why.
But why do you think it came to this point, no? Meaning, back late 80s, 90s, you didn't have to change the format, di ba? You had a conference with one import, conference with two imports. But the PBA was really relevant, di ba? In day-to-day life, di ba?
Sobra.
People would really, you know, look to the team, the certain individual players, and they really affected you, ano, no? Day-to-day living of the Pinoy.
Correct.
And from that period, and now, wala, di ba? It's very different. You don't see that type of love, no, for the league, or I don't know if it's love. Love is the right word, but I mean, yun yun, di ba? Parang, how did we get to this point? That, like, I mean, it's good that maybe the three of us now we're racking our brains now trying to think of ways to kind of revive it because of our love for the league and the game. Pero, di ba? At least if we can kind of identify all these things, why it's there, why it went to this point. At least, di ba? Baka maintindihan na, maybe we can rehash something that was done in the past.
No, no, number one, that we go ahead. Okay.
So, why don't you watch the PBA anymore? Or not as often? Or why are you not as passionate?
You go ahead, PJ.
Mine, well, I'm most of the time I'm there because of my but the thing is to answer that question, I think, well, it's access. Like back then, we didn't really have enough access to the NBA or the internet. Even before social media, we somehow
social media, already, yeah,
A gap between the A and the B, the upper C market with the PBA in the late 90s. That's when I'd go back and somehow feel the gap between the league and their core audience. So for me, a big part is evolution. They weren't able to evolve. In the late 90s, that was when there were a lot of Phil Amps who joined the league. And unfortunately, there were some Phil Shams. Now, when the your core audience at that time, when they felt like, okay, these players are coming from the US, there was really no connection anymore. Unlike in the early 90s, these guys who became superstars in the league, they played for the UAAP, NCAA, even in leagues in the NCRA and Visayas and Mindanao. So when they see that player move up, there was already a connection. And now, okay, it's Jojo Lastimosa nandiyan, or si Alvin Patrimonio used to play in the NCAA. Now, noong late 90s, noong nawala yung collection na yun, and then jumping to the year 2000, nagkaroon ng disconnect yung fans sa PBA. Because, nagulat sila na parang, who are these guys? Who are these players? Na magagaling. Pero parang nawala yung passion. And for me, a big part again, is hindi na nag-evolve yung league. Na parang they forgot their core. Diba? Na parang they didn't come up with new ways to attract, wala, they weren't able to capture a new audience. And then yung sabi kong yung A, B, and upper C na market, na wala na nila dahil they veered away. They focused on internet. Nagkaroon sila ng access sa cable. Nagkaroon ng access sa NBA and other
stuff. Ito question ko.
Nawala.
Ang NBA, they did not change their format. How come it's still relevant? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Oh. I mean,
yeah, tama yun eh. Tama yun eh. Kasi ako nga eh, ang question ko nga rin dyan is, na-dilute ba yung product? Kasi bakit ang UAAP, no? Wag na nga tayong tumingin sa NBA, eh, who has, the NBA has, you know, maintained the same format in so many years, diba? But why is it that now, no? You'd rather watch a UAAP game, even if it's not the usual Ateneo La Salle game, no? Why would you rather watch that than a regular PBA game, no? When supposedly these are more talented, correct. These are more.
Ang ako, to answer that question, feeling ko the basic answer is the fan base.
Fan base.
Alumni. Kasi you're already affiliated with that school, eh. Not just the alumni, even the current enrollees, eh. So whatever team that is, whether you're the top team or the worst team, you still root for your team. You have no choice because I'm a student of this university. Which, so at least, even if it's not the top four teams that are playing, there's still, I mean, the crowd is still there. Because
yeah, pero among the three of us, so, kunwari, if you were to choose between a mid-tier, bottom-tier matchup ng PBA, no, versus any UA game na lang, any UA game, chances are, kung sakali man talagang mga cellar dwellers ng UAAP naglalaro, you're probably gonna watch the PBA game, but in between time, also, you're gonna switch over, di ba?
Yes.
But if it weren't cellar dwellers in the UAAP, let's say mid-level, no, parehong middle of the pack teams, most likely you're just gonna watch the UAAP game, di ba?
Oh. And then,
you probably won't even switch back. To
siguro, partly may the bias against the PBA is the parity of the league, right? The politics.
Oh, plus yung for me yung ano eh, yung,
diba?
Yung
I mean it's
ang PBA eh. Kasi the thing with them since na they have accepted the fact na wala talagang masa tayo eh. So talaga sila ang PBA fan na yung fan of today. They won't really watch a UAAP game unless it's Ateneo La Salle, FU, Ateneo. Or big games. Ang focus talaga nila PBA. You're talking about yung masa. So, tayo hindi.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Kasi nandun yung ending kasi.
So, may gambling na kasi. Pero, hindi na tayo yung ano eh. Hindi tayo yung core audience ng PBA. So, unfortunately, syempre like yan sila, para wala silang access sa live games dahil mahal. So lahat sila, mataas naman yung viewership sa TV. Even on online.
Okay, pero so kumbaga, we want to address the PBA with regards to the upper class. We want viewership back from these years.
Yan, malaking bagay yan. For me.
May naisip akong simpleng solution eh. Na pwedeng mangyari kaagad. I don't know lang kung if it makes sense eh. For me kasi, when I watch the PBA, ang papangat ng uniform eh. For me, ah. The simple
well, thing that, and, ano, no? Very too busy, no?
Too busy eh. Na, I don't know, maybe by changing the uniforms, just have one designer complete all the 12 uniforms, all 12 designs. I don't know. Maybe it might have a psychological effect on TV or even for the live audiences. Kapag iba yung dating ng uniforms, I don't know. Kasi it's too because they really want to promote.
Correct. Ako, I agree ako dun with the uniforms. And isa pa is you need to make the league premium for you to get this new set of to get your old audience back. So, from uniforms, dapat they should only have one official outfitter, even for accessories. So, that's from headbands to armbands to socks. Kasi, all of a sudden, diba, kung may PBA logo, just like how the NBA did it. For me, yun, parang the calendar has never changed. Pero, over the years, talagang they made an effort to make it, to make the league above image. Exactly.
Image.
So, yan, uniform. I've had that discussion with the commissioner before. Eh. So, when I mentioned it,
with the uniform,
the accessories. So, and syempre, I wanted to mention that na dapat meron kang isang official outfitter lang. It's like how it is with the NBA.
Oh, eh, kasi I don't know. I mean, baka nga we can try to commission someone then, lang na uy, ano, gawa ka naman ng ano, mas ito yung logo ng kumpanya, ito yung colors nila. Gawa ka, kasi sometimes it's too busy eh. Yung, ang daming masyado lang pang interbarangay kasi hindi na ginagaya na interbarangay.
Hindi na dati, sobrang na ginagaya.
Hindi na ko control yung ano eh. Yung, oh, may creative freedom supposedly, pero
wala na.
Ganyan eh. So, alam mo, feeling ko rin kasi, the team owners, the companies behind each one, I mean, this is all part of their marketing budgets, di ba? That's what I understand. I may be wrong, but I think everyone's too scared to rock the boat, no? And make these types of changes. No? Like, yeah, in that case, oh, have one official outfitter lang, or one look, or di ba? Change the format, ganyan. I think they're just hard, ano eh, para umaasa na lang dun sa, hindi, ganyan. And since 1975, the PBA has always been in this format. So, yung ganun, you know? And I think that's what's killing the league. Na, I guess there's a lot of politics involved there inside. But yun din, eh, yung if the companies behind the different teams would kind of let go in a way, no? And just have a...
Yeah. I agree.
I think... Kasi ang daming... I think that alone eh. I mean, it's something...
Laking bagay na.
Oo, oh, na you don't need... Sige, granting you really can change the format. They need 10 months of exposure. Maybe a simple change like that. I mean, it wouldn't hurt naman eh. I mean, of course, the company will still be well represented. I mean, it's clear that...
And ano, more than anything, I think the selling point there, it's ano, additional revenue. Dahil here, all of a sudden,
kasi example,
you know, it's additional revenue talaga. You have to purchase it. For example, headbands.
Ito yung mga naalala kong...
Malaki yan.
Yeah. Yung mga nakakatawang uniform, kunwari yung... Ito, isa, yung dati Magnolia Hotshots. Parang may kotse, may mata, may ganun. O, hindi ko alam kung kotse yun. Tapos yung correct token text katropa, di ba parang, ano nga ba yun? Masyadong, it's too busy, may kidlat. Tapos, parang parang lahat na lang yung produkto nila, ginagawa nila ng tao.
Oh, and yun nga, doon din po kapasok yung sasabi ko na maybe the people behind each team, no, the companies or whoever the point persons are too afraid to go beyond the what's there already. I mean, like yan, yung format change, di ba? Obviously, they don't want to change the format kasi, like JM said a while earlier in the podcast, kailangan sulitin natin eh kasi naka-max contract
ang mga to
or whatever, di ba?
Yeah.
I mean, as a company, this is your marketing budget, eh, diba? You use your players in some other way to promote your brand, diba? I mean, it doesn't have to be, ano eh, diba? Gamitin mo sa ibang brand, diba? I-push yung product nyo.
Correct.
Commercials, I don't know.
Alam mo, guys, ito.
Store appearances.
May naisip ako maganda pwede gawin ng PBA. I think all teams naman are on social media, right? They have a Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, right? So let's say the PBA instructs all teams to come up with, I don't know, 3 new jersey designs. Then let their fan base vote for the jersey.
Yeah, at least may engagement.
Diba? May engagement ka. Support team, may tatlong bagong jersey designs. Maybe... yung isa doon, yung original na may konting tweak lang, may bagong dalawa, then daanin nila sa social media. I mean, they have all, I think all teams have thousands of followers. So, give them 2 or 3 weeks, vote for the uniform of your favorite team, tapos kung ano yung manalo doon, at least alam mo na ito yung majority yung gusto ng...
Yeah, or maybe a variation of that, no, na parang... baka crucial pa rin to get a brand partner involved muna, di ba? And then there is a standard home and away, no? Let's say brand X, no? Let's say a Nike or an Adidas or whoever ang nanalo ng bid, no? You have a home and away, and then you have that alternate. Yun yung pwedeng pagbotohan ng fans, di ba?
Pwede rin.
Para may control, di ba? May control pa rin. Di ba? You're involving the fans, di ba?
The NBA, di ba? They have sponsors already, di ba? At saka, nasa ano lang yun, upper left lang na logo, pero it's really visible. Alam mo na si ganito, supported by ganito, ganyan. So,
gawa yun. I mean, any designer, eto nga, di ba? Yung mga sila, Rahul Laurel nga, tsaka yung mga designers, di ba? Ang gaganda nga ng ginawa mga PPE.
No.
For the pandemic. Ang gaganda nung, I mean,
at saka, pag-turn na post sa league, yung sa accessories, the additional revenue that they can get from that alone, without it even being sold to the public. Kasi they're gonna require all the teams to get X number of accessories eh. So yung units lang, for example, like everybody will have to be required to get this. So for socks, for example, each team would have to get, let's say, 3,000 pairs for the whole year, for the whole season. And then same with armbands, arm sleeve. That alone, yung kikitain nila doon, baka mas malaki pa kaysa sa yung nakikita nila sa ticket sales eh. Kasi requirements eh. Tapos incremental na lang yung sa if they sell it sa mga multi-brand sports stores, di ba?
No. Kasi parang ngayon, I think their only revenue source ads, now is
well,
the
actually,
ads lang, di ba?
Sa ano yun eh, sa TV, sa network yun eh. So, ang
revenue, yun lang eh, but they're losing
na lang. Yung ano na lang,
pagdating wala. Seats, wala. I'm pretty sure. Merchandise, wala. Di ba? I mean, you're not gonna buy, not for anything, but, you know, let's say you buy a rain or shine jersey or a Colombian jersey, you're not gonna wear that and go to the party, di ba?
That's true.
Unlike you're wearing a Sixers shirt or a Phoenix Suns bag or whatever, di ba? So, baka yun nga eh, I think it's been reduced kasi to just 3 or 4 people na lang controlling the ano na without that without that vision, no? Without seeing na sayang eh, because PBA, di ba, first pay for play league in Asia, longest standing, and globally recognized, di ba? People recognize the PBA as, oh, that's the pro league in the Philippines. So parang sayang, parang everyone's just so settling lang. And okay na yan.
But actually, yun nga, to round it up, pretty much all of the suggestions that we've made, if that is executed for the next season, or even when the league resumes and that is implemented, that's gonna make a huge impact.
It's gonna inject a lot of new energy and excitement. And the thing here is, to be realistic, the idea naman here is not to have all those wholesale changes at the same time. But you're gonna start doing it, no? Maybe the idea is to prioritize na lang, but maybe the image will be first, no? The start with that, no? Na get a brand partner. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big sports brand. It could actually be one of the local suppliers, or, you know, a Filipino designer. It could be every year there's one Filipino designer commissioned to do it. Diba? Pwede,
yeah, exciting. Hindi
mo kailangan, ano eh.
And then, us fans, when that is injected, you're gonna get that new, ano eh. You're gonna get that old audience back.
Yeah, then all the other things naman follow na, diba? Maybe to change the format. In fact, yung format nga, the best time to change the format is now eh, because dahil na-disrupt na.
Yeah, they have time eh. Saka
na-disrupt na, diba? So, you can actually, this 2020, you can experiment na with the format, and then start rolling it out and expanding it 2021 ng full year na, di ba? But pwede ka nang make the adjustments and, you know, kung may mga mali, di ba? Makita mo na ngayon.
Dapat i-roll out. Sayang yan. For me, those points are so valid.
Mm-hmm. So how do we go about
well
it? I mean I think these are at the very least at least I hope that we're heard or diba, at least to give them an idea of how we think changes can be made. So
Well, this whole Weekend Warrior or 2020 Hindsight podcast is a good start. Because, I mean, at some point, if it's coming from purists, no? People who really love basketball, love sports, I mean, people will listen, eh, diba? Obviously, this is the pilot episode. And we will refine this for sure, no? But I mean, this is a good start. No? This is a good start. But you know, people are starting to ask the difficult questions because you see all the basketball forums, all the talks. If there are good discussions, man, it has never really been organized that well. Na hindi na siya umaabot, na hindi na naririnig. Or most of the time, we just dwell on the usual topics, di ba? On all the whether it's comparing this era versus this era. Etc. But no one is really siguro tayo because we're old schoolers in that sense, diba? Parang we want it's something that's okay. Philippine okay. Made okay. It is Philippine made
okay.
So parang we want it to ano, go beyond you know past our lifetimes and you know for you know yung mga generations after us to hopefully, if not enjoy it the same way that we did, but you know, have that type of impact. Diba? And I mean, this is a start, though. No? We're starting to talk about it. And
actually, ang dami pang PBA-related topics that we can discuss in our next episode.
Let's leave it at that first because it will be a bit overwhelming. So, like what, I know, what JM mentioned, we could somehow, you know, maybe diba, through our connections, diba? In the next few episodes, maybe we could invite some of the guys in the PBA and share their thoughts as well para maintindihan natin yung challenges. It's, diba?
And I mean, kasi, the three of us, I mean, we're all idealistic, you know? But maybe, baka nga the first step lang is really just to start correct, discussing correct these them. Things, diba? And you know, involving the right people in the discussions, and maybe
actually, with that, I also want to invite some kids, some high schoolers.
I'm pretty sure, laki ng disconnect, diba? when we compare.
And these kids are avid NBA fanatics, so they love basketball. They subscribe to League Pass. Mm. They play fantasy. Pero I'm pretty sure most of them are disconnected with the PBA. So it would be nice to have them on board and see what they have in mind there. Eh. Kumbaga for the improvement of our local league.
Yeah, I mean this is exciting, you know, it's a good idea to launch this podcast and I'm pretty sure maybe right now we're three listeners being JM, PJ, and myself. But, I mean, it's going to be part of the archives anyway. I think there's so much
it's exciting.
To do here.
Really exciting.
But syempre, we also want to kind of streamline stuff. No? But yeah, a lot to table for the next episode, whether it's PBA pa lang, sure. Na, but other topics pa, whether NBA, other sports, diba? Maybe it's good to kind of wrap up lang yung the key topics that we discussed. No? I mean,
did you take down notes?
Of course, the latter part was more of PBA, how to improve it, how it came to this point. But the earlier part, we're talking about what? Pandemic, eh, di ba? You transition.
The more pandemic, like,
how to survive
the new normal.
How to survive the quarantine.
Being a sports fan. Yeah, as a sports fan, as weekend warriors, how do we cope? Mm. And I think pretty much it's basically the same for everyone naman, di ba? We try to go in some exercises here and there, watch some sports videos or my pre-recorded games. But yeah, the total takeaway is really we miss it. But I mean, voila, we really have to.
Yep. And let us not forget the first topic, which is the name for our podcast. So hopefully, on our second or third, hopefully, that's within the month, we'll be able to, you know, have our own logo, connect with a graphic designer, and have our logo for our podcast.
You can, maybe you can have PJ, your team can help us with that.
We just need to come up with a name. So, but I think
we have two working titles. We have two working titles, and then could be
if the third one. Third one name, sure. Back to basics, though. Tayo, sabi ni Chi.
Third back to basics.
Yeah, but
we'll see. We'll see. I mean, as we have our own time before our next episode, we can think of other names if there are other interesting
sounds good
names for our podcast. All right, so I guess a lot of the first few episodes will be sort of devoted to the PBA among other sports, but it's good to touch on the first, di ba?
Yep.
Pro league in Asia. Kasi, I mean, we have a common goal of trying to really, we want the PBA to be successful.
Exactly.
I think that's a given. Exactly. I mean, we're not connected with any team. So we want the whole league to be successful. And I think with some, our suggestions, if implemented, are geared towards that.
Nice one. Lots of topics covered. So that's
for us.
Yeah, and let's make this podcast a platform for, I mean, hindi naman subversive stuff and being radical, but to discuss a lot of the sports topics that people don't really discuss but are very essential, I mean, di ba? The three of us agree, but in terms of pandemic, essential and non-essential, sometimes sports nagbumukhang non-essential right now, di ba? Everything shut down. But that's the that's where the morale of the people comes from din, di ba? You're rooting behind your country team or whatever. So we can make this a platform to advance that.
Exciting times, guys. So, looking forward to the next one. Yep.
Okay. So, everybody,
thank you.
Safe.
All right.
Thank you to our three listeners.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon, guys.
Till the next step.
All right. Till the next step. Okay. Bye-bye.